Thank you for joining us for our Daily Phil devotional. Take a moment to pray and ask God to prepare your heart to hear from Him.
Hey everyone, it's Ariana. I hope you're having a wonderful day today. Today I get to bring you Pastor Lundy's devotional, which he has entitled Resistance. He writes, "Our culture loves a good underdog story. Whether it's on the football field, in pop culture, or in entertainment, we love to see the unlikely hero triumph against all odds. And yet, even though we love these sorts of stories in theory, we actually hate being the underdog in reality. We cling to power, the upper hand, the favorable ground. We posture for the most influential seat at the table, or the most powerful place in the organization. This is what we do when we operate by the world's wisdom or by our own flesh's agenda. But God's people are indeed called to be the underdog, for He Himself was the original underdog. Though He was all-powerful, all-knowing, and all-encompassing, God took on the form of the most humble man in the most humble of circumstances, and through that form triumphed over all the powers of the world, the flesh, and the devil. His followers are called and empowered to do the same. But how are we to effectively resist against the powers of this present evil age? The example of Paul and his followers here help give us a picture of how to do that. Firstly, they didn't let the numbers sway their conviction. Rather, like Elisha, they knew that there was no reason to be afraid, quote, "For those who are with us are more than those who are with them," end quote. At a moment's notice, the armies of heaven are ready to respond to the call of King Jesus. Numbers are of no significance to the Lord or His people. Secondly, the rage of the crowd did nothing to intimidate them, for they knew that even though the kings of the earth rise up and the rulers band together against the Lord and against His anointed, the one enthroned in heaven laughs, the Lord scoffs at them. What point is it for the world to rage and the nations to plot in vain when King Jesus is already installed on the throne? Thirdly, they were aware that God uses what looks like defeat for His own certain victory. Nothing can prevent His victory. Rather, He uses all things to serve His purposes. Not even sin and death can prevent His triumph. Even if Paul and his companions were to die, they would die with the knowledge that their deaths would only serve to advance the gospel. May we join them in their fight against what seems like overwhelming odds, but in fact is a battle that's already won. I hope you enjoy your day, everyone. Know that you're loved.
Daily Phil Devotionals is a ministry of Emmanuel Faith Community Church. If you'd like to learn more about our church, read more devotionals, listen to our sermons, or give to our ministries, please visit efcc.org.